be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread. They had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. And he had become aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it's because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? Do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the seven loaves of the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Poor Jesus, he sounded like my algebra teacher talking to me in high school, right? "Do you not understand?" How often does Christ probably look at us and think, "What aren't you getting? You know the truth. You know what you're supposed to do. But instead of doing it, you do the exact opposite." Sometimes we're looking for peace and happiness in anybody but Jesus. And when we do that, we're never going to be satisfied, my friends. So Jesus is telling us in a very firm way today, because he loves us, he gives you everything that you need. We have the commandments, we have the sacraments, we have all these beautiful prayers of devotion, and Christ gives us those things to carry on. So my dear friends, let's not complicate things, okay? We have such a beautiful Catholic faith, and we need to approach the Lord with all humility and ask him to open our hearts so that we may not be so stubborn and stuck in our ways and think that we know better than Jesus himself. So today our Lord is telling us, "Do you not understand?" In other words, he's telling us, quit being so stubborn, okay? Let your guard down and let Jesus do the work in you. So let's just really reflect on our life right now and ask, where in my life am I so controlling? Where am I afraid to let go and let God? Let's reflect upon that right now. And remember, if we surrender to Jesus, he can do amazing things through our life.